Hi there, it's Craig Anderson here. Welcome to Clan Radio. Once again, it's time to meet the latest member of the roster who has signed up for the 2014-15 season. After the return of Lee Esders and the arrival of Zach Sullivan, we're on to signing number three. Once again, I'll build things up a little until I unveil your third player for Brayhead Clan, so here are some facts about him. Number one, he's a 23-year-old British forward born in Doncaster and has good experience in the Elite League. He played for Sheffield Skimitars, Sheffield Steelhawks, Sheffield Spartans and Sheffield Steelers across various levels in British ice hockey. He joined Brayhead Clan in 2010 and has made 233 appearances in total, scoring 35 goals and assisting in a further 70. Last season he was 7-21 under Ryan Finnerty and went on to make the 29-man Great Britain squad but missed out on the final 23 that ultimately went to Lithuania. You'll probably know who it is by now, so it's time to say hello to the latest player to commit next season to the Clan. Hi there, Matt Haywood. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you. Craig, how are you?
Not bad, thank you very much. Firstly, it's good to welcome you back on board. How does it feel to be returning to the team for next season?
Well, thank you. Obviously, yeah, it's really nice to finally get something sorted and obviously push forward and hopefully have a better year this year than we did last year. Progress on it.
Now, you told me last year Ryan Finnerty was a coach that views the game in a similar way to the way you do. Was that perhaps a reason for you wanting to come back? You enjoyed working under him so much?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of last year, we spoke to Ryan and he said he'd be interested in having me back, and I feel like I've got more to prove to him personally. I don't think I had the best year last year, but hopefully this year I can kick on and have a really good year, and I think Ryan's the right man to help me there.
Now, you say that, you see you don't think you had as good a year last year as previously. Why is that? Why, in your opinion, is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just think I had some big expectations of last year, and obviously sport doesn't always go the way you want it to go, but I felt like I came through a bad patch last year around Christmas, and I came out on the other side of it well, and hopefully I'm starting to again build on that again from last year.
Interesting. Okay. Well, you're one of the originals that were part of the team in 2010-11. And you've worked alongside all the coaches the club have had so far. Now, assuming nothing dramatic happens over the course of the summer, what will it be like to be working with a coach for a second year running, and how important will that continuity be on the team as a whole?
Yeah, it'd be nice. Obviously, I haven't done it yet, but it can only be a good thing. I know Ryan, he knows how I play, and obviously it's good, it's going to be good. Obviously, I know Ezzy's come back, and continuity is obviously massive. Look at your big four. They're bringing guys back year on year, and that's how you build on your success. Obviously, getting guys back, all your imports and stuff, who know the league and know the travel, and obviously it's always a big boost for you. And they can have a little know guys what it's like and what to expect, and hopefully get better guys over and stuff.
Good. Now, the club made huge strides on and off the ice last year. Off the ice, obviously, we're talking about sell-out crowds and the publicity that the club got. Now, of course, we don't know who's coming at this stage in terms of imports and any other players that are likely to re-sign. But how far can this team go? You got a taste of it last year, finishing the top half of the table and the playoffs. Where can the club go from there?
I think the only way the club can go is up, because, as you said, the fan base grew massively, which is obviously a huge accomplishment, and you've got to congratulate you, Gareth and all and Andy and all the background staff, and obviously thank the fans as well, because they come in and pay the money, and hopefully we can obviously do better in the league. I know fifth is our joint highest, so hopefully, yeah, if we can crack on and maybe break that top four, and then obviously making the final four weekend last year was obviously it was my first, obviously, yeah, the club's first experience, and I loved it, and I know I definitely want to be back there.
Good. Now, again, touching on what we talked about earlier, you talked about last season not being the best from your point of view, but have you set yourself any personal targets for next year, or is there something you want to aim for that you would like to achieve?
No, I don't really set myself personal targets. I just want to do my best for the team and hopefully contribute well for the team doing well. As long as the team's doing well, then I'm happy.
Good. Now, you were part of the 29-man Great Britain squad. We'll touch on that for a wee bit here. You were unlucky to miss out on the final 23 that went to Lithuania. You've had a taste of what it's like being around a GB squad. Is that fair to say that's a target you want to be part of the team next year?
Absolutely. You always want to be representing your country, and I'm grateful for the experience. It's always, that week camp was really enjoyable, and obviously, yeah, like you say, it's about giving me a bit more drive, because obviously I really want to go away next year to be in the World Championships, take it like one step further, because I really enjoyed playing the two fellas that were being played, and I felt like I did pretty well in those two games too.
Good. Now, lastly, summer plans. Now, last year was a bit unusual. You went to Australia and played for Adelaide Adrenaline alongside Kevin Phillips, your former teammate at Bayhead Plan. Do you have any similar plans this year? What you got in mind?
Sadly not. Sadly, no Australia this summer, I don't think. I'm probably going to a little summer job and attend the gym pretty regularly this summer. That's the aim, just chill and be with my friends and family who I don't get to see during the season and stuff. So I'll keep an eye out on the Adelaide, because I know Willsie's going over. So
sure,
see how he does over there.
I've got to ask, you again playing in Australia last year. You would have at some point played against Melbourne Ice. That was the team Chris Frank played for. Did you come up against them down there?
I only played against them one time at our rink. Well, they normally do double headers, so they played two games, but of course Frankie was suspended for the first game, so I only got to play against him for the second game, and I spoke to him before the game, and obviously he knew we were playing next game, so I think it stopped him from hitting me just as hard.
Good stuff. Well, you can keep up to date with all the latest on Brayhead Clan at the website, brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. Keep up to date with all the latest signing news via our Audioboo account as well. Sign up for that, and you'll hear exclusive interviews with the new signings as they happen. In the meantime, thank you very much to Matt Haywood for joining us. Thanks to you listeners for listening in, and we'll be back with the next signing very soon. My name's Craig Anderson. Bye for now.